إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد وجدت صعوبة الله سبحانه وتعالى May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household and companions all together. Inshallah, this is going to be a continuation of the discussion on the kabair dhunub, the great sins. Today, inshallah, we'll be looking at another great sin, and that is al-ghibah. Al-Ghiba is an Arabic word from Ghabahu Yaghibuhu, meaning to backbite a person. In Islam, Al-Ghiba is defined as Dhikruka Akaka Bima Yakra, describing your brother, or saying behind your brother what your brother would not like to hear. When you say something that your brother would not like to hear, if you say it behind him, you have done ghibah. Regardless of whether the thing you have said is true or not, the most important thing is that when you say this thing behind your brother would not like it. That is the most important thing, regardless of whether it is true or not. If what you have said about your brother is untrue, that is another thing. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in authentic hadith, he said, Al-Ghiba is Dhikruka Akhaka Bima Yakra, mentioning your brother with something that he detests, what he would not like to hear. One of the companions said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا أَقُولُ. What if what I've said is present in my brother, though he does not like to hear what I've said in his absence, but that thing is true, is present in him. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied the man by saying, إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِيكَ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ اكْتَبْتَ. If what you have said is present in your brother, though your brother does not like it, فَقَدْ اكْتَبْتَ, you are backbeating him. You are backbeating him. You have done his ghiba. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي أَخِيكَ مَا تَقُولُ. However, if what you have said of your brother is untrue of him, فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَ, you have slandered him. The difference between backbiting and slandering is that in slandering, what you have said of your brother or of a person is untrue of that person. You have just said it in order to ruin his personality, in order to destroy his honor, in order to harm his honor. This is the reason why you have said what you have said of your brother. So this is called Bhutan. This is called Bhutan. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي أَخِيكَ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَ. If what you have said is untrue of your brother, you have slandered him. إِن كَانَ فِي أَخِيكَ مَا تَقُولُ فَقَدْ اكْتَبْتَ. If what you have said, though your brother does not like to hear it, what you have said is absent, is something that he does not like to hear. You say it to somebody, but he does not like to hear that thing. Faqad iktabta. You have spoken the truth, but that truth that you have spoken is something that is wrong Islamically. And Allah warns us against this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann inna ba'da adh-dhanni ithm وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَكْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. الله سبحانه وتعالى says وَلَا يَكْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and some of you should not backbite some of you. You should not backbite one another. You said backbiting is you saying in the absence of your brother what your brother would not like to hear. Though what you have said of your brother is true of him. Allah says, do not do that. فَكَرِيْتُمُهُ. You said to eat the flesh of your brother dead. Your brother is dead. Then its meat is presented to you to be eaten. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who amongst you would like to eat the flesh of your brother? أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You detest it. You detest it. So this is haram. And that is why the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he did Mi'raj, he went up to the seventh heaven. He had on his way there on that night, or he saw some people that yahmishuna wujuhahum bi athari min nuhas. Some people who are scratching their faces with their fingernails. And these fingernails of theirs are made of brass and made of copper. So they are using these copper nails to scratch their faces. وَصُدُورَهُمْ and their chest. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, man awla, who are these people? He said, qawmun, these are people, ya'kuluna luhuman nas, that are eating the flesh of the people, wa yaqa'una fi a'radihim, and they are disparaging them. And Allah asked in that verse, ayyuhibbu ahdukum an ya'kula lahma akhihi maytan. Who amongst you would like to devour the flesh of his brother dead? Allah says, فَكَرِيْتُمُوهُ. You detest this. So it is wrong for us to do riba. There are a lot of ahadith talking about this, about the evil of bid'ah, of riba. A lot of ahadith talking about this. However, we should not mistake riba for nasiha, or mistake nasiha for riba. They are two different things. They may look alike. Riba is haram. Why nasiha is compulsion. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-deen al-nasiha. This religion of Islam is al-nasiha. A sincerity. Kunna liman, the companion, or one of the companions said, we said, sincerity to whom? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied by saying, Lillah, you should be sincere to Allah. Your sincerity to Allah is for you to worship Him alone. His right should not be given to any other person. That is sincerity to Allah. وَلِرَسُولِ Sincerity to the Book of Allah. That is, you should respect the Book of Allah. Don't take the Book of Allah the way you take your cultures. A lot of us today, we give preference to our cultures, to the Book of Allah. This is wrong of a Muslim. When Allah says something, you submit. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِيْنَ وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ The statement of the believing ones is that whenever they are invited to what Allah has said, what the Messenger of Allah has said, is for them to say, we are ready to obey. We have heard and we are ready to obey. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ These are the successful ones. Not somebody that when he or she hears, call Allah, he said, don't say that malam. This is what we do in our culture. This is what we make our fathers do it. And nobody can come and tell us that we should throw away that thing. So some people, shamelessly, they just knock the verses of the Quran. So the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be sincere to them. وَلِكِتَابِ وَلِرَسُولِ We should be sincere to the Messenger of Allah. Who is Muhammad in our midst? Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah. Why should we say something and we counter him? And after that, we go and say what? It is our messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا Whatever the Messenger of Allah brings to you, take it. And whatever it forbids you, go away from it. This is your sincerity to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You take him as the Messenger of Allah, and the messengership should be respected. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, وَلِأَيْمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ You should be sincere to the leaders of the believers. The rulers, you have to be sincere to them. Your sincerity to the rulers is when you see something that can destroy them, you call their attention to it. Give them sincere advice. Not because of what you want to gain from them, from worldly benefits, you conceal the truth. You tell them the truth. But how do you tell the leader the truth? You don't speak to the leaders of the member the way some malams will do. They fire the leaders from the member. What we would not like our children to do, if a friend of ours is with us, and one of our children rises up and starts watch to attack us, how are we going to feel in the presence of our child that is with us? Wouldn't like it. So why should you say you are sincere and you are firing the leader publicly? You say this is what? This is nasiha. This is not nasiha. This is fadiha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man arada an yansaha bi sultanin." Whoever wants to advise somebody who is in authority, he said, "Fala yubdi alaniya." That should not be made publicly. He said, "Faliyakhudh bi yadihi." He should hold him by his hand. "Waliyakhluh bi." He should be in seclusion with him. "Fanqabila minhu." If he tells him the truth and he takes from him. He said, Fadaka. That is what is expected. Wa'illa, if he tells him the truth in seclusion and the ruler refuses to take that, فَقَدْ أَدَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ He, the one given the nasiha, the one giving the sincerity advice, sincere advice, has what? Has spoken the truth. He has said what is composing of him. So this is sincerity to the ruler. You advise them. You don't, because of worldly things that you want to benefit from them, you conceal the truth. And you don't also speak the truth in order to destroy them and to disrespect them and to disgrace them in the presence of the masses. وَلِأَيْمَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعَمَّتِهِمْ And to the generality of the people. The generality of the people is for us to tell the people the truth. You shouldn't be a malam, for instance, if you are a preacher. Don't be the preacher of the people. Being a preacher of the people is worse than you being a preacher of the government. The one who preaches in support of the government is afraid, is easily detected. But the one who preaches in order to support the masses, even when the masses are going astray, he says things that favor them. He says things that they would like to hear. So they start to praise him. MashaAllah, he's a good manner. Because he always follows their desires. So he is what? So he should be what? The scholar of the deen. The one who says the truth. What goes against the rulers, he says it. But he says it in a way that Islam allows. What goes against the people, he says it. So this is nasiha. So some people, they take nasiha to be what? To be riba. And they are not the same. Nasiha is compulsory that you give nasiha. And it is haram for you to do riba. It is haram for you to do riba. So there is a thin line between riba and nasiha. A thin line, very thin line. If your nasiha is not well managed, it may turn to riba. Take for instance the one who is attacking the rulers publicly, not in the presence of the ruler. This is not nasiha, this is riba, which is haram. You want to give nasiha to the ruler, you want to tell the ruler the areas that should be corrected. You walk to him. Some people may say, okay, I don't have access to the ruler. Then you are not among the people that you give the ruler nasiha. Leave it to those who have access to him to do that. You also have access to people. Give the people nasiha. And in front of us now speaking, we may meet one-on-one. You see what you are supposed to call my attention to. You call my attention to it one-on-one. I also call your attention the way I see this. So we have access to one another. Let's do that. But for me to mount the minbar and attack the ruler in the name of nasiha, this can never be nasiha. This will be riba. This will be riba. However, correcting evil in the society, like eating riba, like dressing in a way that goes against Islam, the selling of intoxicants and things like this, you say this, even if the government approves all this, as long as you are not attacking the government, you say so-and-so is haram, so-and-so is haram, this is nasiha to the generality of the people, you are not attacking the government. So this is something that is very, very important that you ought to know. The scholars, in order to give us a kind of guideline, they try to differentiate between nasiha and riba. They said, Al-Qadr, laysa bi ghibatin fi sittatin. In six things, when you say something that is disparaging about a person, in six things, this is not considered riba. The first one is mutabal limit. The one who is going to complain to somebody who is in authority. Take for instance, a neighbor of yours is arming you, for instance, and you go to report the person to the authority. This, your brother will not like it, or your neighbor will not like to hear what you have said to the authority. Because you have spoken ill of him in his absence or her absence. Ordinarily, we want to classify this under riba, but this will not be considered riba. This will not be considered riba. So the Sharia says this is an exception from riba. This one. Two, ومحرفين, the one who is trying to describe somebody. You are telling somebody, trying to describe a person. For instance, you tell the person, you know, the blind man, you know, the leper. He calls somebody a blind man, it's like a disparaging statement. But there is no way you can best describe it to your listener except by saying, you know that blind man, or that leper, or that deaf. So you have to describe him with this. This is what a ta'rif. You are trying to describe him. Ordinarily, you will not like that you call him a blind man. But that is the best way with which you can what? Describe him. So that the person you are speaking to will know the one you are talking about. So this is also an exception. Likewise, wa muhadhirin, when it comes to the issue of the deen, this religion that we should be sincere to. We should be sincere to our religion. You see, somebody is destroying the deen. This is what people are supposed to do, but he's telling them they should do this. If you keep quiet, people will do what he's asking them to do. And with that, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be effaced, will be disrupted, will be corrupted. So you won't say because you don't want to be tagged to be a muftab, the one who is backbiting, let me keep quiet. If you keep quiet, you are going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fall under the person that see the truth and what they refuse to correct it. So one muhadhirin, the one who is warning people against innovations, warning people against shirk, this type of a person. He don't say he's muqtab. He don't say he's what? A backbiting. He don't say he's backbiting. Likewise, wa mujahirin fiskon, the one who is publicly declaring acts of your disobedience. Somebody who is publicly taking intoxicants, publicly committing zina, and things like that. He doesn't respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the public. Such a person, you don't respect him too. If you speak ill of him, you are not guilty. Because he does not respect Allah publicly. So if you say things that appears to be like backbiting about him, this is not something that you'll be heard for. Likewise, we're mustafting the one who is trying to ask fatwa concerning a person. He has to describe the person to ask fatwa, so and so has done so and so for me. وَمَنْ طَلَبَ لِإِعَانَتَكِ إِذَا لَكِ مُنْكَرِمُ. The sixth one is the one who is looking for support in order to lift away something that is wrong. Something ought to be corrected. But you need support of people to correct this thing. You cannot do it alone. You need support. So you have to tell people this is what is being done by so and so person so that they can give you support. Yes, if that person gets to know that you have said so and so about you, you won't like it. But the Sharia doesn't count this under riba. So some people, out of bad intention, they consider nasiha to be riba. Some people, out of what? Bad intention, they consider riba to be nasiha. And that's why I said there is a thin line there that we must always watch. So that you will not say you want to do nasiha, you end up doing riba. You will say you want to do, you want to run away from riba, then you leave nasiha. You are going to be punished for that. And that is why the nasiha, that is very, very difficult for most of us to do, is when somebody comes to you wanting to know about a friend of yours concerning a matter that is related to him, he don't speak the truth. Take for instance, you know a friend of yours to be a very dubious person when it comes to what? Monetary matter. Somebody comes to you, what can you say about so-and-so person? Can I do business with him? He said, everybody has his good side, everybody is trying, and no, tell the person is a good person, but when it comes to the area of business, don't trade with him. Don't handle monetary matter with him. This is nasiha. Ad-dinu nasiha. But for you to conceive that because you don't want to offend that person, you are destroying another person. That person goes into business with him and he loses maybe millions of naira or billions of naira. You have destroyed this person because you want to protect the interest of another person. Because that person is a relative of yours, a friend of yours, your mother, your father, your brother. It should be like that. If you don't want to, if you know you can't tell the truth, you say, go and ask another person. I'm not in the best position to talk about this person. But for you to say, no, everybody, you are trying and, you know, he's a good person. You are not sincere. Or a woman comes to you, a lady comes to you, wanting to get married to a man, and she wants your sincere advice. What can you say about so-and-so person? Because the person is your younger brother, or your elder brother, or your friend. You say, ah, Allah is a good person. And you know somebody is not a good person. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would not relate with people like this. Somebody came to him. The woman came and she wanted to know about what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would say about two persons that are proposed to her. She said, O Messenger of Allah, Abu Jahl proposed to me. Muawiyah also proposed to me. I want your nasiha. Advise me. Messenger of Allah said, ask for Muawiyah, Fasul Loko, he's a poor man. He's a poor man. He did not say he's not a believer, he didn't say he's not a Muslim. But considering the status of that lady, Fatima bint Qais, radiallahu anha, Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sincere. This person is poor. That is, if you decide to marry him, that's your own watch, your own decision. But for me to tell you that you enjoy him, you do that. You know, people come from different families. Some people, they come from wealthy families. When they get married to a poor man who cannot take care of them, who cannot provide what befits their status. So this will be, it will lead towards quarrel in the house. And Islam does not say because, oh, this person is a Muslim, even if he's poor, you have to manage him. No, Islam does not say that. You tell a poor man, a poor lady to marry a poor man. You don't advise a lady from a wealthy family to marry to manage a poor man. Islam does not say it that way. So Messenger of Allah told her, Fasolukum, this is Soluki, the poor man. Wamba Abu Jam that you have mentioned, Fadarabun Lignusa, he will beat women, he will beat women. Huh? That is somebody who cannot tolerate the women. You know, some people, when a woman does something, they start eating immediately. This is not encouraged, but the nature of some people are like that, or it's like that. So Messenger of Allah spoke the truth. After that, Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recommended another person. He said to her, Inkihi Usama, marry Usama. Marry Usama. Usama is a good person that I can recommend. Now, he did not disparage that this person that is not praying, he doesn't do that. He only talked about their weak area, that he knew that the woman will need. A woman will not like a husband that will be beating her. So this is a weak area. Messenger of Allah was pointed at that place. You say because a friend of yours come to you or wanted to marry somebody, that if he hears that you say something negative about him, he will not be happy with you. No, let him not be happy with you. You speak the truth that you know about him. And don't also, because you have a quarrel with somebody, you want to not say things that are not true about him. Lest you fall into what? Into Bogdan, sundering that is worse than riba. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد هذا وقفكم الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى صلاة ونبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أيتي أبرا صني أفاتني خطبة وأمنا لنفع إذنوا وإشتلان الله في أقل قوام وفجورنا lagbaja o ma paro nkan ele ti o to so giba la shiye anabu muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam oni ba ti o lo si mi'raj to lo soke olo oba fun ri awon eyan lo ninu ara lara awon eyan to ri ohun ni awon to se ri pe ìkànnà wọn bí kọ́pà ni àwọn fi ń ya awọ ojú wọn wọn fi ń ya awọ ìgbáyà wọn ànábì wá bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́wọ́ jibril aleyhisọ́lá sọ̀rọ̀sọ́lá ipa àwọn ilé ìta ni wá ó láwọn ti máa sọ̀rọ̀ àwọn èèyàn lẹ́yìn láì ta bákan náà wọ́n máa ń ta sí àwọn èèyàn ó ti jẹ́ pé ìwọlé léyìn ìta àgọ́rọ̀ sí ni ìkánú àwọn fàábé ìgbà tí ànẹ́bí tó ń kọ́ṣàn wọn nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ìmọ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ yàn lẹ́yìn láìdá ẹni wá níbọ̀ lé ojúṣọ́ ọlọ́run bá tó bá ṣe pé nǹkan tí mo sọ ń kọ́ ọmọ ẹ̀yà mi ń bẹ lára ẹ̀ńkọ́ ànẹ́bí ní ìta sọ gẹ́gẹ́ náà nìyẹn ọ̀pọ̀ dìtápítà ìta ni ẹ má ṣe gẹ́gẹ́ nìyẹn nǹkan yẹn lè máa bẹ lára ọmọ ẹ̀yà rẹ̀ wọ́n má sọ wọ́n lọ yẹ́kùn fi ìmọ̀ àtàkù ṣùgbọ́n báyìí pé nǹkan tó ń sọ ń pọ̀ ọmọ ìyá rẹ̀ kò sí lára ẹ̀ kò ń parọ́ mọ́ ẹ́ díẹ̀ lómi tó ṣe pé torí ìkórira tó ní fún yẹn kan yóò kàn máa bà á jẹ́ mọ̀ sọ̀sọ́ kú sọ ń parẹ́ àwọn nǹkan tí ó túrù kò sí nǹkan tí ó lọ wájú ọlọ́run wa o kálukú owó rojọ́ má torí nípo níkórira fún yẹn kan kò máa sọ nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ èyí tí ò rí bẹ́ẹ̀ kò máa sọ ń parẹ́ nǹkan tí yẹn owó rojọ́ ń pa ẹ̀mí ìtú bá ṣe pé àrùjọ nípa nǹkan tó tún ń pọ ọmọ àyà wa tá à ń sọ lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ tí òun ò ní láìkì tó bá gbọ́ bó o wá ní ká sọ nípa ọmọ àyà wa èyí tí ó tún ń pa rẹ̀ ṣànàbí wa muhammad sọlá àtàbí sọ fún yìí pé tó wáyé pé nǹkan tó ń sọ ò tún ń pọ ọmọ àyà rẹ̀ àkọ́tà àtà ó slanda rẹ̀ ní ẹ o bàbá ìtì ẹ o slanda rẹ̀ ó parọ́ ọmọ lẹ́yìn eléyìí ó wọ́ sí ju pé kálí yẹn bàbá ìtì lọ torí kò fẹ́ bá lórúkọ jẹ́ ni léyìí amáyé àwọn yẹn náà wá kú sí ẹlòmíì wọn wá bá rí pẹ́ńpẹ́ èèyàn pé kí lè lè sọ ń pa lágbájá ọmọ lágbájá torí pé wọn àti ẹjọ́ níjà yóò lè sọ fún yín pé òun ò sí ní right position láti sọ̀rọ̀ pẹ́ bùkọ́ sọ́wọ́ pé ìjọba èèyàn máa gbé òun tó wọn á fi lọ sọ ohun tí ò yẹ kó òun sọ ń pa rẹ̀ nǹkan tí ò túrù ni wọn á padà sọ sọlọmi tó bá ti ní pọ́ ń bẹ ẹja yóò rọ wáyọ̀ fúnra ni tàbí ó tún join mi níbi ìmú ẹlọ́ta tàbí ó tún join mi níbi ìmú ẹlọ́ta àwọn nǹkan tí ò túrù ni ó máa gbé káàkiri eléyìí bò ń tánù nìyẹn tí mcvitin ká sọ̀rọ̀ ọmọ ìyá wa lẹ́yìn láì ga tó ṣe pé ń tà rẹ̀ ń sọ ń pa rẹ̀ bá rí tẹ́sí bá ní ìyẹn ò dá bó o wá ní ká sọ ń pọ ọmọ ìyá wa nǹkan tó ṣe wípé kò tún ń parẹ nítorí bá ń wá yàn fúnra láti lè fi mú lọ́tà pé ó ti tọrọ nǹkan lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ níjọ́ kan wípé lágbájá rẹ̀ wá fún mi ní nǹkan bí ẹni yín ò nígbà ẹ yóò wá sọ pé kí ni àwọn èèyàn rẹ ni ìjọ máa sọ káàkiri ìjọ bá ń wọn wọn rà sẹni yóò ṣàwọn ṣùgbọ́n kò ní ni torí pé ẹlòmíín lè máa ń ní lọ́wọ́
to se pe dije mu mu nira fun lasiko kan iwo re ma wo bi ani ta o ye ko le sele to wa ni odi awon ni ati be be lo ni awon iwa ta wo ye ma wu ti o fi baya ni oruko je eleyi ta agboro chinasi ni bakan na so fun awa ipe an-nasiha ko ya to fun al-riba tin lai lo nbe laarin awon mejeji ila tiri lo nbe laarin awon mejeji elomi nati atiyan lo nfe se sugbon yo ko si riba elomi o lo nfa fun riba ni yo gbe na si adusile be ni esin wa yi na si ha ni ki la npe ni na si ha o ni sincerity ka wa sincere solomon ma gbe eto elomi eto olohun ba fun eda re kan ẹ̀sìn rẹ̀ tó kún jẹ́ fún ọlọ́run ọba allah mọ́wòrò fún pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ wà sí sí ẹ̀sá nẹ́bùwá muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam bóòlá ṣe wà sí sí ẹ̀sá nẹ́bùwá ẹ̀dọ́lọ́wọ́ bá rán sí wa ní olùjíṣẹ́ ọlọ́run òun ló kọ́ wa bá a ṣe sin lọ́n ọ̀nà tó ní ká fi sin lọ́n tó wá ti gbé ìdúlẹ̀ tó lọ mú ọ̀nà ẹlòmíì ó ti gbé ẹ̀tọ́ ahmed muhammad sallallahu alaihi ọlọ́run ọba rán nàbí iṣẹ́ àdẹ́sọ́lá àtàǹṣàlàyé tí a ṣe àwágbéyìn jù sílẹ̀ alọ́bẹ̀ẹ́yẹ kan tó ṣe pọ́wọ́ kìí ṣe òjíṣẹ́ ọlọ́run ọba ọlọ́run ọba òun ránṣẹ́ àdẹ́sọ́lá àtàlá kò ń ṣe tánàbí sọ lóde nígbà fún wa òun fi ọpọlọ títí ẹ gbẹ́sìn kalẹ̀ adẹ́ ń tẹ̀lé àwa sìnṣíẹ́ tánàbí wa muhammad òun náà ni ká sọ tójú dodo ọ̀rọ̀ fún wọn bọ́rọ̀ ṣe rí kápìzẹ́ǹtì fún ṣùgbọ́n bọ́ọ̀ ṣé mo ṣe wà lórí mímbàrí sí kí n máa fẹ́ràn buhari ṣí ẹni sincerity sí olórí abbas eléyìí ni ó ti sọ di ríbà ti máa sọ̀rọ̀ olórí lẹ́yìn láì dá ẹ̀bọ̀ tó lónìí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àwọn kan ẹ̀ ó ṣe ń tòótọ́ ṣùgbọ́n eléyìí tí mo ṣe ń sìn kó ṣe nà sí àkún ṣe tí wọ́n fẹ́ ṣe nà sí àkún ẹ̀sìn ní kí n lọ bá kí n sọ fún eléyìí fẹ́ ṣe báyìí but me ni access si then bawon to latex si soro se bo lawon yawo olomo olaguru olegbon so awon ina ku sawon kan to po bawon yin soro o lawon ni boss bawon yin soro o ti gbogbo awon yin le eni to wo lati se wa ati fun oun sa lo lori ona to de ni se wa ati fun na ni ko mo du koro ranse si o se wa ati tori pe wo dun o le gba keyan kan lo fe se wa ati fun e kó ló ń fẹ́ sọ ń fẹ́ pàkíyèsí ó wá gbé ọmọ rẹ wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ wá sọ pé eléyìí tẹ́ ṣe yìí kìíní yìí ó rán dubai fi ẹ̀kẹ́ ṣe báyìí ó wù ẹni ó tún wọ́n ọmọ tó wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ tẹ́ á ó yẹ kó tiẹ̀ wá pè mí sẹ́yìn kò sọ kò ń ṣe ní tọ́mọ̀ bí ti wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ mi so ìwọ́ tó lè gbà yẹn ìwọ́ ṣe fún olórí so nà sí àpá yẹn ó ti di rígbá ẹ ṣì ṣètò kọ́ wa jẹ wàlẹ̀ ìmẹ́tì mùsùlùmí wà á mẹ́tì ni jẹ́rẹ́rẹ́sì àwọn mùsùlùmí àníwò wọn kan máa wọgbó lọ àwọn èèyàn ń ṣẹbọ lórúkọ ẹ̀sìn kò dákẹ́ olóòfẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ pé kó tó wá sọ̀rọ̀ àdàbẹ̀ ni pé kí ni òun sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn lẹ́yìn láì dá àwọn èèyàn ń ṣe àdádálẹ̀ kó dákẹ́ olómọdàbẹ̀ ni kó ń sọ̀rọ̀ yẹn lẹ́yìn láì dá òun dẹ́sì wù nìyẹn ó gbọ́dọ̀ sọ ọ́ fún àwọn èèyàn ó gbọ́dọ̀ ṣìnà má dákẹ́ mẹ́jẹ káwọn èèyàn wọ inú ọlọ́run ọba ṣáánú wọn wà sincere sí wọn eléyìí ni sincerity dẹ́sì pé wá sí so ẹni tó bá ń ṣe lẹ́yìn a sọ wípé kí ni ó ṣe nà sí àmì àní ló ń sọ̀rọ̀ èèyàn lẹ́yìn láì dá ẹni tó sọ fún ó lè korò lára ẹlòmíràn yóò gbọ́ òdodo ọ̀rọ̀ yìí yóò korò létí rẹ̀ kò ní fẹ́ gbọ́ òdodo korò létí wa ìyẹn kọ́ ni ìṣù ẹni tó ṣe wá sí fún yàn àbẹ́ni tó pàkíyèsí yàn títí ẹni pé kò ń sọ kó dẹ̀ sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣiṣẹ́ ni kò sọ torí pé gbogbo anákọ́lá máa ṣe kí ìta máa gbọ́ òdodo gbogbo ìgbà yẹn so thin line ò ń bẹ̀ lórí ẹ̀ ànábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó sọ àwọn nǹkan lóríṣiríṣi tó kó sí ìrẹ̀lẹ̀ inshallah tó bá di ọ̀sẹ̀ tó ń bọ̀ á tún máa tẹ̀síwájú lórí àwọn àpèjúwe àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tó ṣẹlẹ̀ lásìkò ànábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tí yóò máa jẹ́ exception nípa níbi inú ríbà tá a sọ yìí pé ẹ̀sìn ṣe léwọ̀ tó ṣe pé abẹ́ nàṣíhà ló fọ́ sí kò ń ṣe abẹ́ ríbà سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته